The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, OTAs are underway. Hard Knocks is coming to Houston. Players in the community, cheerleaders, and more. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Texans 360, the show that keeps you up to date with your Houston Texans. I'm Mark Vandermeer, your host here in the Verizon Wireless West Club, where the big announcement was made earlier this week that the Texans would be on HBO's Hard Knocks this year. More on that a little bit later, but let's dig into some big doings this week. OTAs got cranked up as the team was out there, 11 on 11, rookies and veterans. I checked in with John Harris to ask him how things were going. All right, I'm jumping the gun a bit here. Hard Knocks, we'll talk about that later with Drew Doherty and DP Sidhu. Hard Knocks OTA style. Well, John, here we are. OTAs are getting underway. And, yeah, this might be the training camp show that was unveiled this week. The Texans will be on it. But I think training camp really does start this week with the beginning of OTAs.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You got a quarterback situation, the controversy, whatever you want to call it, going on during OTAs. And we'll get a chance to see some of it. But to me, this is really where the season begins. Practice in earnest, one-on-ones, seven-on-seven, all the different things you look for in training camp, we get a chance to see without pads, which is going to be very fun, and the competition level will go up another notch during this phase of the offseason.
All right, I don't think I'm imagining this, but the quarterback level of play at OTAs this year versus last year, with all due respect, you have Ryan Mallett out here, knows the system, Hoyer knows the system, even Savage looks a whole lot more acclimated to things in year two.
Yeah, I think what's great about having these three guys, they now know the offense. Obviously, we talked about Hoyer and Mallett having such an understanding of this offense, which makes it great. And then Tom Savage had a full year under his belt, so they can walk in a huddle. They can direct everybody where they need to go. But what I like about OTAs is the opportunity to get everybody reps in different ways, shapes, and forms, and that's the key. As many reps as you can give these guys to be able to determine which quarterback is going to win the job is most important, and that's been fun during OTAs to watch.
Big storyline, wide receiver. No Andre Johnson here for the first time since year one, which is just weird. You know, I know he missed OTAs last year, but we're just talking about getting ready for a season. What do you make of that group as they battle?
Well, that's why the reps are so important, because it's an entirely new group of wide receivers, minus DeAndre Hopkins, Keyshawn Martin, and Damaris Johnson. And Damaris didn't even get here until week one of last year. So these reps are necessary because you're learning an entire new wide receiver core. Where do you have to put the ball for this receiver? Where does this receiver like it? So all these reps are hugely important, not only for the quarterbacks, but to develop that synergy with a completely revamped wide receiving core.
You know, you look at last year's draft class, and of course, Clowney's on the mend, but to see Suofilo back here doing well, and Fedorowicz moving around, Lewis Nix taking part, that's all good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, and to get all those guys back healthy is huge, and of course, the big one, Jadeveon Clowney, we all want to see on the field, and that will happen in due time, but seeing Lewis Nix, C.J. Fedorowicz with a really nice catch in OTAs, fingertip catch, we've got to see a lot more from the tight end position this year, and I think C.J. is a key factor in that, but those guys have got to take that step, that 2014 draft class really has to make an impact this year, and I believe that they will.
Okay, only a few seconds left, but give me one or two names under the radar guys that you're eager to see and have been watching so far in OTAs.
Well, I'll give you a rookie that I've really liked watching him through rookie minicamp and OTAs, and that's Keith Mumphrey. When he was drafted in the fifth round, the first thing I thought of was special teams, but you watch him make some plays out in space, catching the ball, he looks really good, and the coaches are spending some time with him, so I think they're really expecting Keith Mumphrey, the rookie from Michigan State, to be a factor this year.
And now let's see what the players had to say about the first OTAs of the season.
It felt great. It feels great to be back on the field, to be back with the guys, to be working. This is where we feel comfortable. You know, this is where we feel the most at home when we're out there playing the game and we're working, competing, trying to get better. So we feel really good about starting off, and I think our team's in a great spot on day one.
Excited about OTAs getting underway?
Absolutely. You know, it was kind of like our first day of school yesterday. It got kind of like a snow day. And you're just like, oh, man, you know what I mean? So today we'll be able to come in here, see everybody again, get the ball rolling. We're all excited. We have, like I said, we have big expectations for each other this year. And today was a great first step in that direction.
I think it went well. You know, I'm definitely excited to be back today. You know, had a lot of fun out there today. It's always good to get back on the field with the guys and, you know, and definitely – you know, going against the offense. But I think we had a good day today.
First day OTAs, and I felt good. Everything was good. You know, it's nice to participate in them. I haven't in about 2-3 years. So, I mean, this is my first OTAs in a while. So I'm just really looking forward to having a really good offseason. And I just, you know, think that from an overall team perspective, we look pretty good.
Were you antsy to get back out here?
Yes and no. I mean, you know, I'm just excited to be back. I wouldn't really say antsy, but just excited to be playing again and, you know, be back out there with the guys.
Oh, it's just fun to be out there with the guys. It's back to work, getting ready for the season, starting to form a foundation now. So it was just fun to be back out there.
You know, I think we're just, you know, expecting to take it day by day, you know, kind of short-term goals and looking to improve. You know, like I said, day by day. I mean, there's not too much we can look ahead to right now. And then, obviously, we're going to have a break after OTAs again before we get back into camp. So, just got to do the best we can right now.
I felt good out there. Felt in control at the line and with the guys. So,
chemistry with the receivers as well.
Yeah. With the group I was working with today, you know, we had a pretty good day. It's the first day. We'll get better tomorrow.
As far as me, I think you try to go about your business and do what you do you would normally do and try to pretend the cameras aren't there. So, you know, for me, it kind of falls in the category of control what you can. You know, we can't control, you know, that's going to be in here. All we can do is kind of show the league and you know, really the country what this team's all about.
I think there's very necessary parts to everything. So the off season is great because you get a chance to get away, to clear your head. But I think it's, you get itching to come back. And I think it was the perfect amount of time because I was really itching to come back. And I think it's been great to be back with the guys. And it's just, there's nothing better. And I realize, you know, like I've always said, we only get so many years to do this. So you try and take advantage. There's nothing better than that camaraderie, than that locker room atmosphere. So it's great to be back with the guys.
We'll see more from the players later, including their reaction to being on Hard Knocks. But first, what's hot on video on HoustonTexans.com? Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. Coming in at number 5, J.J. Watt surprises Houston moms at the Play Safe Moms Clinic. At number 4, it's your 2015 Miss May, Houston Texans cheerleader Texana. At number 3 this week, Drew Doherty answers your questions in another episode of Dear Drew. At number 2, Texans Radio catches up with guard Brandon Brooks. And at number 1 this week, Arian Foster is voted one of the top 100 players in the NFL by his peers. To watch these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.